A court in Cairo is postponed until June the 25th, the trial of Egypt's former president Mohamed Morsi on charges of espionage. Morsi was taken to a court in a red uniform worn by the death penalty convicts. This is a fourth out of the five trials which Morsi has been facing since his 2013 ouster from power by the military. Morsi and 10 Muslim Brotherhood officials are accused of spying and leaking classified documents to Qatar. Earlier this week, the same court sentenced Morsi and five Brotherhood members to death in the case of a 2011 jailbreak. Back in April, he was found guilty of using force against protesters and was given a 20-year jail term in a high-security prison. Another court has already condemned the former leader to life imprisonment over alleged leaking of classified documents to Palestinian and Lebanese resistance groups.
Egyptian women held a protest outside the Ittihadiyya presidential palace to demand the release of political prisoners, especially those held under the draconian anti-protest law. The women chanted slogans calling for the release of detainees and for the abolishment of the controversial law that has landed thousands behind bars.
This law is used by the regime to silence our voices. We are calling for the release of all those who were unlawfully detained. The judicial system in Egypt is grossly unfair.
The protest marks National Solidarity Day with political prisoners, as well as the first anniversary of the arrest of a group of activists who were calling for the end of the law and were later given harsh sentences. Organizers of the protest opted for an all-women event to minimize chances of confrontation with security forces.
We are calling for an immediate end to the atrocities committed by the security apparatus against young women. We will fight for our rights till justice is attained.
Egypt had issued a law following the removal of former President Mohamed Morsi from power that banned protests without prior approval from the government, which is near impossible to obtain, leaving anyone who take part in protests at risk of legal prosecution.
Protesters took to the streets as a reminder that their loved ones are in prisons because of the draconian anti-protest law, a law that destroyed the lives of many, and critics say must be scrapped at once. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.